Hello, this is Rocky Wendels, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that you be relieved from the karma of the past lavish, you'd like to, and relieved from all you don't need, and then rebirth with a new spirit. I would like to broadcast this Dharma talk. Well, a few times I talked in this, I have mentioned about this in this Dharma talk, about ready to throw away your life. If you are real, before going to this deep discussion about this matter, I would like to tell you the interesting principle of the universe, or the sensation, or body sensation, or feeling. What if you prepare yourself to die? Of course, it has to be something meaningful. But anyway, it's interesting. If you are not ready for that, you think about the security, subconsciously or consciously, and those makes you start think about what other people think about me. Oh, what if I'm going to fail? Oh, I'm not good enough. I'm not valuable. Whatever. All this kind of karmatic thought will arise, and not to let you step forward. However, if you prepare yourself, okay, no matter what, even if I die, this is my mission, so I'll do it. Then what sensation comes? You feel like you got relief. Your spirit got out from the physical body. Some kind of this feeling. And your existence feels like the feeling of the transparency, and interestingly, the joyfulness springs out, the manifest. And you start feeling a lot of fun of what you're doing. And it makes you more easier to connect with people, with the heart of the, as a child heart, and with the joyfully and happily. Of course, other people enjoy that you behave. Who doesn't enjoy if someone is not heavy at all, transparently light and joyfully happy, connecting to you with other child heart? Oh, it should be really comfortable to be with. Then, if you're in this kind of state, this is a principle. Once you ready to prepare yourself to, die, okay, this is my mission, okay, whatever happens, I throw everything, just do it. Then automatically, the source of your existence, you reconnect to the source of the existence. The source of the existence is a joyfulness. It's one big aspect of Amida, the great spirit of the universe. You receive unification of the joyfulness of Amida Buddha, the great spirit of the universe, And interestingly, many good things start to happen because you choose the things from which is more exciting, which is more fun. And the fun thing and exciting things happens by that too. And if you are not, if you are not ready to throw away life or whatever, it doesn't happen like this. It's just something dark and isolated feeling, or you want to be isolated or whatever. And it's not going to be fun. The life is not going to be fun. Just recently, I found out, discovered this principle. So when Meister Eckhart, the mystic Christianity master in the Middle Age, he said every moment the inside of the heart that Jesus reverses, it means that he's preparing every moment. Just it's kind of subconsciously that to be ready to die. And this kind of, the word die, people has really negative image, but it's a reverse. A reverse of the brightness. And it's a death of the karma, death of the past, negative past. And it's a reverse of the bright future. The fear to have such a view of the life, fear, this is something imprinted by the society to makes you to control you. So let's discover the freedom. Let's be free from the fear. And the joyfulness starts spring out is guaranteed. This is the principle of the universe. The brightness, the joyfulness and richness of the pure one, Amida, the great spirit of the universe is waiting for you to reverse your spirit.